You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out to one of my favorite people, Derek Wallbank, a Washington correspondent for the Minnesota Post. Good evening, Derek. How are you?
Not too bad, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I always love chatting with you, and I kind of like doing it on a Friday because you get to wrap up the week in Washington, D.C., and it's been an interesting week, hasn't it? Obama has signed bill funding the government for another 3 weeks. Are we just kicking the can down the road in Washington?
Well, pretty much. We haven't reached crisis levels yet. Everyone keeps talking about how we need to do this, we need to do that. But this hasn't reached the level where people are really, really taking it seriously on an urgency. We're not really closer to a long-term spending plan that runs through the rest of the year than we were a week or two ago. And the way that you can really tell is this next week, the House and Senate are both going to be on recess. They're going to be back in their districts, not in Washington. The president is departing tonight for a trade mission to Latin America. And so realistically, we're not expecting too much to come out in about the next week or so. When they get back, you know, maybe we'll see what's there. But it's going to be, when they get back, 2 weeks of pretty fierce negotiating to try and find something. Because, you know, Congress really can't function without a deadline.
Well, and I guess that's what I'm hearing here. It's kind of like cramming for finals in the old days, when you know you have a month to do it, or now we've got another 3 weeks to do it. They're like, oh, we've got plenty of time. Is that kind of what the feeling is?
I think cramming for finals is a pretty good analogy of this. You know, you have all of the time in the world to study theoretically, but when you sit there and you go, goodness, it's Sunday, and my final is Monday, and it's 40% of my grade, and I don't know if I'm going to pass. Yeah, that's where we're going to be. In that analogy, it's Friday night, and there's the drink specials at Crunchy's, and we're going to go out and have some fun.
There's that Lansing thing. You never forget Lansing, do you?
Never do.
Well, it was very busy last night for St. Patrick's Day, that's for sure.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't there, and that makes me a little bit sad, and I apologize to the East Lansing merchants who missed a little bit of business.
Well, that is true. I will give them your regards. I will certainly do that for you. What do we need to do to get both sides to get serious about this?
Short of running the clock down a little bit more, I'm not sure that there's going to be anything this time. The key thing to watch right now, Cheryl, is the discussions about the 2012 budget. That's going to get unveiled starting a little bit later this month, maybe early April. And that's going to be where we start talking about entitlement programs, things like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, things where the government has to spend the money and it can only really change how much it spends by changing the program. What we're going to be looking at there is things like, are we going to incrementally raise the Social Security age? Are we going to put what's called a means test on certain benefits, basically saying, hey, look, if you achieve a certain income level, the one I've heard talked about the most is if you achieve a certain income level, then maybe you don't get a cost of living adjustment on your Social Security payments, things like that, to try and start bringing down those costs. The other thing that's a point of contention is defense spending, and it's going to be even more of a point of contention now, given that there's a possibility that some U.S. forces might be committed in trying to maintain a no-fly zone over Libya.
Yeah, we've added another layer here, haven't we?
We have, and the thing is that all of these things cost money. And I'll tell you, the one thing that we're not really hearing much talk about right now is revenues. We're not really hearing much talk about taxes. The last time that taxes came up, it was the end of last year, and they decided that there was no way that they could stop the tax cuts that had gone through, that those had to continue. And realistically, it's hard to see a way where they cut far enough to make it all balanced without raising some revenues somewhere. There was a proposal introduced this week to just add extra tax brackets for those making $1 million and more, so that the highest U.S. tax bracket would be $1 billion a year. And so it'll be interesting to see if Democrats try and get behind that or try and use that as leverage for other cuts, and if revenues actually come onto the table.
Well, one of the other interesting things that came up this week was funding for NPR, and some interesting debate on the floor about this.
Oh, there was some great debate on the floor. Anthony Weiner, a Democrat from New York, went onto the floor and started sarcastically telling his Republican colleagues that he was really glad that they had taken action to get Click and Clack off of the air, and, you know, going after the cardstock guys. It was sort of comical, but it underscores the point about spending. You know, we're talking about spending, and is this in a crisis? Well, all of Thursday was spent on an emergency bill to defund NPR, which the bill itself takes absolutely $0.00 out of the federal budget, because it just says that money going to the Corporation of Public Broadcasting can't go to NPR.
Well, go ahead.
And the money we're talking about anyways is very, 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 very small, like in the single-digit millions or so. It's very infinitesimally small. We spent all day Thursday on that. And then we went on vacation. If that's the level of seriousness, then this is going to take a while.
Well, and that's a very valid point. That's a very accurate point. And I did Representative Weiner's debate is on YouTube, and you posted it, which is where I first saw it. It's very good. I have to tell you, it's good.
Oh, and it's funny too. And the thing is, Cheryl, is that that was basically the point of that was to sit there and let Republicans say to their friends in their base, hey, look, this is something that you care passionately about, not having taxpayer dollars go towards a news organization that's perceived as being on the left side of the aisle by a lot of people. And so that's what they did. It's bills like that that you can go back to your base and say, hey, look, we're trying. Hey, look, here's something that we're trying to do, so that if they might have to give later, then this is something that they can go and try and get some salve on.
Yes, they can. Well, Derek, as always, love talking with you, giving us a hands-on experience of what's going on in Washington. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. Derek Walbank, Washington correspondent for the Minnesota Post, formerly at the Lansing State Journal. That's the Lansing Connection. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.